Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donna Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Parker as described in the reports above. Period. She is now a 60-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 9-7-16. Apparently she was lifting, turning, and cleaning a patient and hurt what she now describes as her shoulders. Period. She was doing this task with a nurse. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a pinched shoulder. Apparently she underwent repair of a rotator cuff tear on the right on 7-1-22. Apparently she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. She also conveys that she returned to work for about 1.5 years after her right shoulder surgery. Period. 6 to 12 months later, she claimed another injury, perhaps involving her left shoulder. Period. After that, she was out of work for 3 months. Period. She returned to work for extreme financial reasons. Period. She then began secretarial work for 1 year. Period. She complains of increase in symptoms when she reaches with her right arm, or possibly the left arm. Period. In the paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Parker received an order approving settlement on 3-22-18. This was in the amount of 25% partial total disability less 7.5% partial total for right shoulder, rotator cuff, and bicep tendon tears necessitating arthroscopic surgical repair. Period. She did provide testimony at the time of this agreement. Period. She did not offer any symptoms involving the left shoulder. Period. However, in answer to her interrogatory, she claims she did have a new derivative injury in her left shoulder for which treatment was ongoing. Period. She also continued to work for the respondent. Period. I am not in receipt of any additional medical records to review in this case. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. Inspection revealed she was extremely obese and deconditioned. Period. She complained of right forearm and biceps were too sensitive to undergo blood pressure testing on it. Period. She focuses on the mechanism of her injury. Period. She complains about money problems after the date of injury and being out of work. Period. She was observed with phone and headphones on when she entered the room. Period. She relates that she saw Dr. Fray, F-R-A-Y, for her left shoulder and underwent surgery on it on 7-21-22. Period. Physical exam, extremities, upper. She demonstrated lots of grunting, grimacing, sighing with evaluation. Period. There were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was, scratch that, there were bilateral portal scars about the shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The right side was fairly faded, but the left were more recent. Period. She had excessive adipose tissue hanging from her arms. Period. Active and passive range of motion about both shoulders was limited with voluntary guarding and grunting. Period. Abduction right was 40 degrees and left 65 degrees, comma. Flexion right 95 degrees and left 60 degrees, comma. External rotation right 70 degrees and left 75 degrees, comma. Internal rotation right 65 degrees but was full on the left, comma. Extension on the left to 25 degrees but was full on the left to 50 degrees, with bilateral adduction full to 50 degrees. period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. She had superficial tenderness, palpation about the left clavicle and anterior shoulder, as well as the lateral AC, lateral shoulder and AC joint, but there was none on the right. She was chose not to cooperate with attempts at provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Spine cervical, there was superficial tenderness, palpation about the right trapezius, left trapezius, and both scapulae. Period. And thoracic is normal. Impressions on 9/7/16. Donna Parker was injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period. Since seen here, she received an order approving settlement in 2018. Period. At that time, she did not offer complaints involving the left shoulder. Period. She belatedly offered those in her answers to reopen her interrogatories. Period. She asserts now that she underwent surgery on the left shoulder, but we are not received of that operative report. But the only additional medical note we have is one from Dr. Kleinbart, dated 8/11/21. Period. She has last been seen in 2017, status post right arthroscopic cuff repair for a 2x1 cm high grade partial thickness tear and an 8 mm full thickness tear. Period. When last seen here, she had mild pain that was 2/10. Period. Subsequently, she went back to work and had no pain for quite a while. Period. However, she alleged to have hurt herself again on 11/7/19 when she was turning a patient with multiple sclerosis. Period. The patient jerked back and she injured both her right and left shoulders. Period. She then went to occupational medicine from 11/7/19 through 4/6/21. Period. She treated with physical therapy. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the right shoulder that showed the rotator cuff repair was intact, but she did have a partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus with a small amount of fluid along the bicipital groove. Period. He noted she was complaining of left shoulder pain, which was not on the intake form, so was not addressed. Period. He performed an exam and x-rays of the right shoulder that showed no evidence of subluxation or dislocation. But they did reveal sclerosis on the greater tuberosity, but no fracture. But the acromio-humeral interval is maintained. But he also reviewed an MRI of the right shoulder from 2020, showing grossly the rotator cuff repair was intact. Period, she had a small partial tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Period, there was no significant partial thickness tear, nor is there any full thickness tear with retraction. Period, she does have fluid in the bicipital groove. Period, he ordered a course of physical therapy if he were to take over treatment. Period. He did see mention of an FCE in one of her notes, but there were no specific weight restrictions delineated. Period. His diagnoses were status post, right rotator cuff repair, right shoulder pain, no obvious full thickness, recurrent cuff tear, biceps tenosynovitis, and rotator cuff tendinopathy. Period. Physical exam. Actually, scratch that. The current physical exam found there to be significant signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Period. She also had markedly guarded active and passive range of motion about both shoulders. appeared she would not participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders, where there was superficial tenderness about patient, also indicative of symptom magnification. Period. She was morbidly obese with deconditioned musculature and connective tissue. Period. She relates undergoing surgery by Dr. Frey at Mercer Brooks Orthopedics on the left shoulder. Period. She also relates as of 11/28/19, she injured her right shoulder again and then her left shoulder from overcompensating for the right. Period. My assessment of permanent disability remains the same as that previously offered. Period. End.